A very, very warm welcome to everybody at Kintore Church this morning. A special word of welcome to any visitors who are joining us perhaps for the first time. You've come on a bumper day with a three-ring circus going on here. A very, very warm welcome also to guests who've joined us. Well, I don't know if they're guests, family, friends, from the rest of the churches in our Benahi Churches group. So that's folk from Kemne, I've seen some of them here, and folk from Echt and Midmar, I can see a couple of those. Folks from Chapelgiri and Blair Duff, I can see some of those. And who have I missed out? Moni Musk and Clooney, lovely to have you all with us. So if you come from any of those churches, you're very welcome. If you come from any other churches, you're even more welcome to be with us today. If you're at Kintore Church for the first time, there are a couple of things you need to know about today. The first is, if you need to do up your makeup during the service, it's through that door and then turn right and follow the signs. Also, I don't see any, there are a couple of kids here. If the kids want to play, there's some toys and things we've put out in the session room for kids as well. We will also have tea after the service. Again, through that door, everything happens through that door. Through that door and follow the signs and follow the crowds, and you're very, very welcome to join us for a cup of tea or coffee after the service. I want to say something about our summer services, because if you were to visit Kintore on another time of the year, I was going to say on a normal Sunday. Do we have those? If you were to visit Kintore at a different time of year, the services would be slightly different. But during the 6 weeks of summer, a tradition which we've had here at Kintore for many, many years is that we go into a period we like to call the summer services. And during this period, the services are led not by ministers, clergy, collars, and all the rest of it, but by members of the congregation themselves. And so we wanted you to see something of that, and so that's why this Sunday we haven't changed anything too much, and we are going to let you experience one of our summer services. We tend in the summer to work through a theme, and this year we've been working through the theme of community, and so today's theme is being a sharing community, and you'll hear more about that later. The services also, you'll be very glad to hear this, tend to be a little bit shorter in the summer, so you get to get your teas and coffees sooner. We normally don't serve teas and coffees during the summer services, but encourage our members to practice the ministry of hospitality by inviting friends round to tea to their own houses during the summer. But today, especially because we knew we'd have so many gifts, we've decided we'd have the tea anyway. And so you're very welcome to join us for that after the service. A very warm welcome also. The other thing that's not usual during the summer is we don't always have the choir here. And today we have a bumper choir, the pop-up choir. Lovely, lovely to have you with us. And thank you so much for helping us begin our worship today. So with that, me being the minister type, I'm going to sit down and disappear into the crowd. And I'm going to hand over to the folk who will actually be leading the service today.
Good morning. Morning. Let us worship the God of plenty, who clothes the woods with green leaves, the fields with crops, and the parks with flowers, and sends sun to warm and rain to refresh. Let us pray. Creator God, we know that on this planet there is enough, and indeed plenty for all. Help us to be good stewards of your plenty, working with you so that all may be fed, all may be secure, and all may come to know and honour you, the giver of all good things. Amen. We stand to sing our first hymn, How Deep the Father's Love for Us.
How deep the Father's love for us. Morning. Let us join together in prayer. Let us pray. Our Father, Lord of love and grace, we come before you this morning to give thanks for all the blessings that you bestow upon us day after day. Thank you, Lord, for the fellowship that we enjoy this morning, worshipping in our new union of Benihi churches. Thank you for guiding us as we join together in love and hope, coming together to form a new sharing community. As we bring our shared knowledge, skills, and talents before you, help us, we pray, to use them to support one another, to help one another to grow in Christ, to seal our union in all our communities, and to further your message and the knowledge of your love, both here and throughout the world beyond. Thank you, Lord, for the beauty that exists in our shared communities, for our beautiful local environment, for all the joys of nature, and the kindness and love that exists among those gathered here today. Thank you for all the people who live, work, and serve in our communities. Inspire them, we pray, to join our faith journey. We confess that we sometimes tend to distrust change or show negativity towards the unfamiliar and to fear the unknown. So help us to replace fear with positivity. Help us to grow in confidence. Help us to seize new opportunities with hope and faith. Forgive us when we falter on the path or become too negative and critical or give way to doubt and uncertainty. Show us how to embrace the power of your Holy Spirit and forge a strong sharing community throughout our new union. Help us to look outward, sharing the wonderful resources that you have given us. Help us to encourage and nurture all in our new church family so that we can grow together, fulfill our dreams of unity, and live together as a strong and cohesive community, serving you, Lord, and your world. Amen.
Morning. Some short notices about our shared life together. At the first of our joint services 3 months ago, on our service sheets, those of us who were there were given a little packet, a number of sunflower seeds. There was a lot going on in the lobby this morning when you came in, and I don't know if you noticed, but there are actually some sunflowers that were grown from those seeds, and perhaps some other ones. Some of them haven't grown very well. Some of them are really good. A bit like us, a mixture. So if you didn't notice them on your way in, perhaps you'll have a look on your way out. But thanks to our friends from Echt who gave us that stimulating idea. Neil mentioned that there will be refreshments in the hall afterwards. When you go in, there are tables to sit at, so if you sit and wait to be served, the team there will do that for you. But it would be great if you didn't just sit with people you know already, but perhaps mix up and meet somebody you haven't met before. And then one other notice, later this week on Thursday evening, 7 o'clock in the church here, Christine and Neil Mayer will be doing a presentation and a talk about their experiences on the Camino Real pilgrimage that they undertook recently, and everybody's warmly invited to that. Thank you.
We're now going to stand and sing "He's Got the Whole World in His Hands," and it's going to be led by the music group.
Yeah. Our reading today is from the book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 13 to verse 21. A man in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide with me the property our father left us." Jesus answered him, "My friend, who gave me the right to judge or to divide the property between you two?" And he went on to say to them all, "Watch out and guard yourselves from every kind of greed, because a person's true life is not made up of the things he owns, no matter how rich he may be." Then Jesus told them this parable. There was once a rich man who had land which bore good crops. He began to think to himself, "He haven't anywhere to keep all my crops. What can I do? Then this is what I will do," he told himself. "I will tear down my barns and build a bigger ones where I will store my corn and all my other goods. Then I will say to myself, 'Lucky man, you have all the good things you need for many years. Take life easy, eat, drink, and enjoy yourself.'" But God said to him, "You fool, this very night you have to give up your life. Then who will get all these things you have kept for yourself?" And Jesus concluded, "This is how it is with those who pile up riches for themselves, but are not rich in God's sight." May the Lord bless the reading of his word. In Jesus' name, amen.
As Neil mentioned earlier in the service, our theme for our summer services here in Kintore is community. And this morning we're reflecting on what it means to be a sharing community. It seems appropriate that today we gather from different churches in our parish grouping to share in worship and fellowship, to get to know one another as we continue to work towards a shared church life. Many meetings have taken place over the past year or so. Much has been discussed, ideas and thoughts shared. When people come together from different places, be that homes, workplaces, or churches, it can sometimes be hard to let go of some things and embrace new ones. But when people work with one another rather than against each other, much can be learned, and often much more can be achieved. I wonder if any of you have heard the story of the stone soup. It's a folk tale which tells the story of a group of travellers, or in some versions just one or two, who, tired and hungry, arrive in an unfamiliar village one evening. They ask the local people if they can have something to eat, or perhaps even somewhere to stay. But their requests are denied. They're strangers to the village, and the villagers don't feel that they have enough to share. The travellers quickly realise that they need to use a different strategy. And so one of them says quite loudly that if only they had a pot of water and a fire to put it on, then they could make some delicious stone soup. The locals are a bit curious, and so a cooking pot filled with water and the necessary items for making a fire are brought out to the travellers. After making the fire and using it to heat up the water, one of the travellers takes a clean, smooth, round stone from his pocket and plops it into the pot. By now, quite a few people have gathered. You can imagine this happening in all the villages around here, can't you? You know, word would soon spread in Kintore, and I'm sure it would spread around all the other villages too. One of the travellers dips a finger into the warming pot of stone and water and proclaims it delicious, but in need of a little onion. Someone in the crowd remembers that they have an onion at home to spare, so they go off to get it, come back, give it to the travellers to add to the soup. A little while later, one of the travellers tests the soup, tastes it again, and declares it to be good, but it could do with some carrot. Yes, you know what happened next. One of the villagers goes and gets a carrot, and this too is added to the soup. The process continues, and before long, there is a pot of delicious soup filled with vegetables and a stone, remember, that the villagers have all provided. They all sit down together. The travellers who arrived as strangers to the village with the villagers, who you might say were tricked into giving the travellers the ingredients for the soup. Whilst the story of the stone soup is just a folk tale, we can still learn something from it. And in this time of change, when we're all trying to work out what we have in our different congregations, be that buildings, people, skills, experience, money, or other resources, this tale perhaps demonstrates the idea that we can have more together than we can separately. The delicious soup is the result of the community pooling their resources that they had previously felt they were better off keeping to themselves. In our reading from Luke's Gospel that Tozi read for us, we heard of the man who built bigger barns to store his corn. This was just one of many parables that Jesus told, usually to help those around him understand how he wanted them to live and treat others. In some versions of the Gospels, it has the title of the Parable of the Rich Fool. And Jesus is responding to the man in the crowd who urges him to tell my brother to divide with me the property my father left us. This parable might help us consider what we have as individuals, what we hoard or hold on to, thinking it's important, believing we need it. There's nothing wrong with ensuring we look after what we have and indeed prepare for our futures. Nor is there anything wrong to want to enjoy the fruits of our labours. If we work hard, is it not right that we can enjoy the benefits of that? Of course it is. But Jesus was trying to get the people to understand that the man who had hoarded his grain and goods wasn't really able to enjoy them. And after he had gone, others would benefit from the fruits of his labours. I recall a few years ago when I was studying divinity at the University of Aberdeen, being particularly drawn to the accounts of the Desert Fathers. They were the early Christian hermits, Anthony the Great being one of them, who, after hearing a sermon one Sunday stating that perfection could be achieved by selling all of one's possessions, giving the proceeds to the poor, and following Jesus, he followed this advice and went a step, or perhaps a step or two, further, moving deep into the desert to seek complete solitude. Anthony and others like him earned a reputation for their prayerful and holy life. In more recent times, members of the ecumenical Tezi community encourage devotion to Jesus, especially among young people who are given opportunities to spend time in challenging areas, often areas of deprivation. And at the heart of that shared community life together is their regular daily prayer, a time of solitude, and an opportunity to pause, be still, and draw near to Christ. In the busyness of life, it can be hard to stop and be still. It can be hard to be content with what we have, to keep working hard and strive for more. More money, more possessions, more satisfaction. But if we pause, even for a few moments each day, as we rise, or before we settle down for the night, or in the middle of the day, or when enjoying a soak in the bath, if we pause to reflect on what we have, what we perhaps don't need, and what we have that we can share with others, we may go some way to following the call Jesus made on those around him during his earthly life, and to each one of us today, to serve one another, to share what we have with those in need, and to live out our love for Jesus and his love for us in all that we do. And in this time of sharing worship today, may we be reminded that all that we have comes from God, and we are the stewards of that. Amen. We remain seated as our offerings are brought forward and sing.
Let us pray. Lord, thank you for the gifts that you've given us, and I'd ask that you receive our gifts to you and put them to service in our community, locally and around the world. Amen. So, some of you, hopefully all of you, will have seen the little people or been handed a little person on the way in the door today. And so this is the point in the service where I have an assistant. Fiona's at the back. If you would like, I'm going to be reading some of them out. We did a family service at the end of term, and some of our little people, only about half of them are over on the pulpit, shoulder to shoulder there. And so if anybody would like to be brave and bring them forward, or Fiona's hovering to receive any. While I'm remembering, I'm going to lead into a time of prayer using the little prayer people, and then we will do the Lord's Prayer, and the words will be on the screen, because I know that we've all got different traditions, and some have longer words than others. Is that the right way to put it? I'm not very sure. And if you want to take your person home with you to keep it, then that's fine as well, and you can come and collect it at the end. I'm not planning on stringing them all up. We did that at the family service, and it took a wee bit of time. Wow. I hope you're sitting comfortably. I got the message from this one. It said, smile, you are loved. That's a great way to start. Grand. Excellent. Righty-ho. Let's spend a little minute in prayer. I do have some words to start off, and then I'll read through all of our prayers, maybe not all of them. Let's pray. God, you are our highest good, the only one able to satisfy our deepest longings. You are the true font of joy and gladness. In you, we are always rich. In you, all gifts are ordered and find their rightful place. In you, we find the joy of giving. Today, we want to remember all those people who have lost somebody and who are grieving. We want to pray for someone who has been diagnosed with cancer. Again, for somebody who has lost their mum. People undergoing treatment for radiotherapy, for health recovery. Obviously, COVID has affected us a lot as well. For all those people who are suffering ill health just now, that they would recover and find their peace and rest in you. We pray for our neighbours and our friends as they go about their daily business. Pray that you would be with them, that they would know they're loved. We pray for our families who are on summer holidays, who are travelling away to camps and to sunshine. We pray for the people who are leading the camps, for safe travels, for health and fellowship as they share their faith with one another. And then we pray for the war in Ukraine and all those involved. Pray for those who have moved to Scotland for a new hope, for a new home and a new life. We pray for those that are less fortunate than ourselves, those who are afflicted by strife, hunger and deprivation. Ask that you would make us aware of what we are able to do on a day-to-day basis, each little bit, each little small onion, small carrot that we can add into the great soup of life, that we would flavour it. And now, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Now we're going to sing our final hymn, and it's O Jesus, I Have Promised.
Thank you.
A very, very big thank you to everybody who was involved in the service today, in leading the service. Thank you for challenging us and leading us in worship and song and prayer. It's been an absolute joy. Again, a huge thank you to those who've joined us from elsewhere to share our worship together today. After the benediction, remember there is tea in the hall, but directly after the benediction, I'll ask you to please remain standing as the Bible, representing God's word, leads us into the world. And now receive God's blessing. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you all this day and forevermore.